Of course, the overall objective, and it's good to not lose sight of that, the overall objective of state plane coordinate systems is to be able to map each position on the curved surface, the reference ellipsoid, the Earth, to a corresponding position on the surface of the state plane, and then flatten this or develop this state plane surface to accommodate Cartesian or plane coordinates, two-dimensional Cartesian coordinates, x and y or northern and easting. And you can think of this as being a procedure to move from geographic latitude and longitude to Cartesian coordinates and back again. Now, map projections that preserve the shape of small geometric objects are called conformal, as in Lambert conformal projection, or they're also known as orthomorphic, meaning right shape. In a conformal projection, the angles between intersecting lines and curves retain their original form on the map as what they had on the surface of the Earth. In other words, between short lines, meaning lines under, let's say, 10 miles and 45 degrees on the ellipsoid, would be a 45 degrees on the map. And that the scale is the same in all directions from a point. This is the characteristic. The scale actually is what preserves the angles. Now, on long lines, angles on the ellipsoid are not exactly the same as on the map projection. Nevertheless, the change is small and systematic. There are three projections used in the original state plane. They're all conformal. And all originally were in the North American datum 1927. Now, today, they're actually in North American datum 1983, but originally in AD 27. And there was the oblique Mercator projection in the panhandle of Alaska, and primarily Lambert conformal conic projection and the transverse Mercator projection.